Declan, what is the team you're head of tomorrow night's game with St Pat's?
We have a fully fit squad, except Darren Cole. Darren's going to miss out again. He's a problem with his back and won't be available. But everybody else has. We've had a good chat this week and they've trained really well, and we get down here now and try and get points on board. But look, we are very young, but what I would say is we've got a very talented squad. I actually look at some of these young players that we have here and think the club's in a really good, healthy place moving forward. This is what people wanted at the start of the year. They wanted a more local, young, youthfulness squad with players that have the potential to evolve and they top players. And I see, that's exactly what I see that I have here. I have so many talented young players. You know, Danny Lapano's 20 years of age, Owen Tull's 22 years of age. You know, Cameron McJanus, 20 years of age, Kieran Harkins, 23, 24. You know, David Parkhouse, only 22. Nathan Gertsey's 22. So, look, we've a host of talented young players, and Patrick Ferry, Micheál Glenn, Ronan Boyce, Brendan Barr, a host of young players that Jack Malone's only turned 21 the other day. So, look, we're young. We've a lot of ability and a lot of good players here, and I've no doubt that we continue to do the things we're doing on a daily basis, we'll be okay.
Of course, the last visit, Richmond Park, you came away with 3 points. You'll be hoping for them 3 points tomorrow night. That's going to be kick off your season.
We have to try and get every 3 points. You know, there's a lot of surprising results in the league at the moment. But we're more than capable for anybody on our day. I back us against anybody on our day, and I'm happy with the enthusiasm of the group. I'm happy with the character of the group. And look, I just feel that we're a couple of results away from getting up and running and really having a good crack at it. But as I say, look, we're very confident in the ability that we have within the group. I'm confident in the work that we're doing here behind the scenes to try and make it better. And simply another 3 points off our grabs, and we want to get down there and give a good account.
Of course, you watched them over the last couple of games, Declan. Where do you feel that your team is just what your team is lacking at the moment? What is it you feel that you're lacking?
I think, to be honest, our Achilles heel has been the four goals we've given away in the two games. They have to be nullified. There's no, you know, anybody can tell you that, watching from the outside, looking in. You know, if you give away poor goals, you're not going to win football matches. So we have to nullify that threat of giving away poor goals. And on the flip side of that, we got to take chances. Last week against Waterford, we had 14 attempts on goal. We've had the post, we've pulled three or four headers wide of the far post, and we've put two or three over the bar when we're in a position they have a bit of calmness and put the ball in the back of the net. So, look, we've got to get both sides of that right. We've got to defend better and what we have done for the goals we've conceded, and we've got to take better opportunities when they're presented.
What do you say to your players this week, Declan? They try and give them that wee bit of more confidence in themselves?
Well, to be honest, after the game at the weekend, we tell the truth here all the time. Wasn't good enough. We can't afford results like that. We can't make it easy on our opponents. They score against us. They had three shots on target, scored two goals. So that has to be one avenue that we have to redeem and fix. But at the same time, we've got to be more creative. We've got to move the ball a wee bit better. And to be fair, the players, look, I take full responsibility on the results. But the players have worked really hard, and this is going to be a working process. The players we wanted young players at the club, Paggy. We wanted a youthfulness. We wanted more of a local feel. Now we have that. You can't just expect they had that switch over a short period of time. No excuses. The two games weren't good enough. But you have to get behind these players. Look, I can take all the flack in the world, that's fine, that's my job. But these young players have a bright future in the game, and we have to encourage them and not be coming on social media and absolutely assassinating a 20-year-old for missing a chance or giving a chance away. So encourage the players, that's all I would ask. Have as much of me or whatever, but just encourage the players and let them grow on to being senior footballers.
Of course, they are young players. There's a few senior players there. Have you spoke to your senior players maybe to get them the likes of Danny Lafferty?
We speak to our players every day.
I know you do, but
there's no crisis management here. There's no crisis management. The youngest player has as much a role as the most experienced player. We go about our job in the right way every day. The energy about the group's fantastic. You only have to listen to them behind me. They're very much together. They all like each other's company. They all trust each other. We have a really good feel on a daily basis here. And if we keep believing in the things that we're doing and keep believing and backing and supporting this young group, then I've no doubt the future looks good for them.
Thank you, Declan.